We are on Daf Chav Beis Amed Aleph. Just let us review, we're really in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara said that the reason we are not table Kalim B'Seich Kalim is the reason is there are two, there's a Machlokes Rabila and Rove, according to Rabila, we're not Tevil Al Tzachshash Chatzitze, the Kavod of the Kli Pnimi will be Machped on the Kli Achitzen, according to Rove, we're afraid maybe the Kli Achitzen will not have a Shreferes Hanoid, and therefore the Tvile will not help for the Kli Pnimi. But the Gemara asked that Chaverim, who are Tevil Kalim, are aware of these halachas. So, what is the problem? So the Gemara came out as follows. That by Kodesh, we accept when Am Haaretz comes and brings Kodesh to the Beis HaMikdash, he brings yayin or shemen for the nesachin, for the menaches. We accept it. The reason we accept it is because if we won't accept it, it will create a tremendous sinne between the amaratzim and the chaverim. So we accept it. Now, if we're going to accept it, so we have to see to the best of our abilities that it should be taketoya. So by Kodesh, we never are toivel a kli b'soich kli. Even though a chava won't have problems by doing it, but if an amaretz will see that by Kodesh we're toivel a kli b'soich kli, so also be toivel a kli b'soich kli, and he can have problems. So therefore, Chazal said, by Kodesh, we're not toivel a kli b'soich kli, so we can be assured that when and a ma'oretz brings kodesh, the kalim were not nitbal kli b'soich kli. Masha'in kain by trume, we are tevil kli b'soich kli. It doesn't really bother us if an ma'oretz will be matbal kli b'soich kli, because stamazai, we don't use the trume from a ma'oretz. And the Amaretz, there won't be a sinner between the Amaratzim and the Chaverim, because he'll give his trume to a Kohen Amaretz. So therefore, so by trume, we are not afraid that an Amaretz will be tevil, be matvil a kli b'soich kli, and there'll be a kilkul. By trume, we're not afraid of this. But by Kodesh, we wanted to make sure that by Kodesh, since we rely on the Tahare of an Amaretz Lagabi Kodesh, we wanted to make sure that his Kalim, which are Nitbal, with Tzerech Kodesh, it's not a Kli B'Seich Kli. Now we're around 10 lines from the bottom. Omar Av Pope, Keman Mekablinan Ha'idne Sadusa Me'am Ha'oretz. According to who are we mekabel edus from Am Haaretz? Kiman ke Rabbi Yosi. Like Rabbi Yosi, we had mentioned before, Rabbi Yosi was chayish la'eve. So according to Rabbi Yosi, we are mekabel edus from Am Haaretz also, even though an Am Haaretz is not an ideal aid. But again, we can't differentiate between one person and another. This will create a sinner. What does Rashi say? Kirab Yosi, the ilul rabbonon loy mekablinon kedama bepsachim bepeik elu oivrim. So Rashi learns is a machloikis hasugis, and the sugim psachim goes according to the rabbonon who are not chayish leive, and therefore they hold we're not permitted to be mekabel edus from an amoritz. But we are noyig lemaisa like Kirab Yosi, and we are mekabel edus. What does Tosfos say? Keman mekablim sadusa mi'amoretz ke Rabbi Yosi. הרב רבו חונן אומר דקיימלון כרב יסי, ופסקל הלוך אלי כרב יסי, וחיישינן לאיבה. לפיכך, מזמינון עכשיו בכל המאורץ. Therefore, when we bench, we mitzarif an amaoritz for zimun. Because we hold like Rabbi Yosi in Chayshin and Laiva. Afal gav dem rinem bebroches ein mezamnem al amaoritz. The Gemara says in broches, we're not mezamen al amaoritz. We gam rabbanashi ba tachlif ole rotze lezamen aleim. But lemaise, we are noig like Rabbi Yosi. We feel like Rabbi Yosi. And we realize by not being mezamen on ma'oritz that could bring avis, so lemais we're mezamen. V'arim eforish, and the Ri says, there's another reason why we're mezamen with an ma'oritz. The loy kol oreitz elitol as Hashem la'achzik la'atzmei ketalmet chocham shleil zamei ala ma'oritz b'yod elitol. They know the ma'achzikim atzmeinu ketalmet chocham l'nyizeh. The Ri says, go another nikudim. That who says we're not a maratzim? Who says we're tamid chachomim? The Gemara taka there was problems that there they were emes tamid chachomim. So there was a problem of emes amnim alam oritz. But bismaneinu we don't have the talmud the person who's going to be called a talmud chach. Zok the Gemara weiter. Benechosh l'shaila. Now we're going to start a new sugya, a complicated sugya. I'd just like to say over what the Chazon Ish says, how he explains the mahalach of the sugya. This is for emphatis viskashem. The Chazon Ish says as follows. We had mentioned before that by Trumeh, we are matpul kli b'seich kli. And we are not afraid that an amaoritz will also be matpul kli b'seich kli, and he won't make a correct tefillah, and therefore the truma will become tameh. We're not afraid of that, because b'chlal, we don't mingle with amaratzim, we don't use their truma sai v'sai, so memele. So a kilkul will not come about if an amoritz will be matpul kli b'seich kli. So the Gemara asks, no, a kilkul can't come out. V'neichish l'shaila. That means that is true, that the truma of an amoritz, we don't, and a chover will not accept that truma. But the kalim of an amaoritz, chaverim borrowed from him. That means we used to borrow the kalim of amaratzim. And the Gemara held now that even though we're muvdal from amaratzim, their shmire legabi tahare is not according to our standards, we consider them tamei. Afal pikein. The Gemara held, and there's a baraisa later, that's the seif of the sugya. The Gemara held, if an amaoritz will tell us he toivled himself, or he toivled a keli, then we believe him. That's how the Gemara held now, the Gemara is the kasha. That means there are two inyonim, all the chumres of an amaoritz are that his shmire betare is not up to our standards, so therefore we hold his tome, etc., etc. But if he told us he toivled his kalim, or he toivled himself, then the Gemara held we believe him. So now we have a meredike kasha. So the kasha is, if will be matpel kalim, beseich kalim, glagabi trume, so an amaoritz will also be matpul kalim b'seich kalim l'gabi truma l'gabi chulin. He'll also do it. He sees we do it, he'll do it. He doesn't know how to be matpul kalim b'seich kalim, So he could, with his tvila, could be there, there's a kilkul. So the Gemara asks, so now, and we borrow kelim from Amaratzim, and we rely on them. If they tell us, they tovel the kelim, we'll use the kelim. So the Gemara asked, say bazoi, so we should, they should have never been matter, to be matpul, kli besoich kli by trume, because since the Amaratz will also be matpul kli besoich kli, and he won't do it correctly, so in the kilkul will come out to us because we borrow his kalim and we rely on him. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. V'neichesh l'shayla. And how do you know that we borrow from Amaratzim? So the Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah. This nan, we learned a Mishnah in Idyas, kli cheres, Matzel al hakel divrei beisilo. Let us see Rashi. V'neichesh l'shayle lo nitpel kli b'seich kli l'trume. We should never be matpel kli b'seich kli l'trume. Dilme chozi amoretz, and amoretz will see that we're matpel kli b'seich kli. V'ovid hochi, so he's also going to do the same thing. And we borrow their kelim. And we use them. So, and as the Chazon Ish says, and we rely on them. Those shan the Gemara's kasha. We rely on them. So, if we'll make a tefillah of kli b'seich kli, they're also going to do the same thing. By them it could be it's apostle a tefillah. So therefore, we also should not be matpul kli b'seich kli in order to prevent this kilk. This nan b'mas nisin, and we learned our Mishnah in Idyas to shalina minayu, that a chavor is permitted to borrow from an amoretz akel. The Mishnah says as follows. Kli, Beisilu said, kli cheres matzul al hakel. Imukiv tzomid posel ba'oyel ames. You have here a kli cheres that is sealed with a cover that's posel, that's mechuber to the top of the keli. So whatever is in the keli is toher. A kli cheres that's mukiv tzomid posel is matzel ba'oyel ames. Why is it that way? Because a kli cheres is only mekabel tumim mitaychay, not mi gaboy. So if you have a kli cheres that is sealed, so the toich is not exposed to the oil hamayt, so there's no way how the tumim can get into the keli. So whatever is in the keli is toil. Kli cheres matzel al hakel. Al hakel means whatever is in the keli. You have another keli, you have oichlin, mashkin, whatever's in the keli is nitzel by a kli cheres. One case that a kli cheres is matzel. Inami, another case that a kli cheres is matzel. Hameis bebayis, vitareis ba'aliyah. You have hameis in a bayis, and on the second floor, there's the taharis. Va'arubo pesucho min habayis lali, and there's an opening between the bayis and the aliyah. So the tumah that is besoich habayis will come up to the aliyah. Pesach tefach is maybe as a tumah. Ve'yishivu kli cheres bepisro. So by this opening, they went and took a kli cheres. And they sealed off the opening with a klicheres. They put a klicheres over the arube. Uklicheres choitzitz bifnei hatume, and a klicheres is choitzitz, da einei mitame migaba, it's a mekabel tume from the outside. So memele, so as soon as the tume wants to go through the arube, it's pigish. With a klicheres, that's not mekabel tumah, so that prevents the tumah from coming into the aliyah. Umatzel al kol masheb aliyah. So that was Beis Hillel said, klicheres matzel al akel. That means it's a klicheres, if it's a tzomet posel, or if it's soisim arube, so it's matzel everything, oichlin, mashkin, kelim, whatever it is. Beishanai oimrim, einoi matzel, elo al oichlin, val hamashkin, baal klicheres. Beishanai said a very, a very unclear din, that the klicheres is only matzel on oichlin or mashkin, and on another klicheres. But, a odom, a klimatris, klishetev, it's not matzel. Amru lehem beis hillel beis shammai mipnei ma. What's pshat in this? A klicheres, you say, it's not matzel, it's only matzel on oichlin and mashkin and another klicheres. But on a klishetev and on odom, it's not matzel. Omru beishamai bibnei shehu tomei al gabi amhaoretz. Because a klicheres of an amhaoretz is tomei. And the ain kli tomei choytitz, and a kli tomei is not choytitz. A dover that's tomei is not choytitz bifnei hatumet, so this klicheres cannot prevent the tumet from going through, since it's tomei. So therefore, it doesn't help on a kli shetev, on the odom. Omru lehen beis hillel v'loi tihartem oichlen amashken shebesoiche. So you have to be consistent. If you're telling me that a kli cheres, if you're telling me that a kli cheres of an amoretz cannot be choytzitz because we assume that it is tomei, so how could it be chaitzitz on oichlen amashken? Omru lehen beis shamai, kshetihalnu oichlen amashken shebesoichai, when we were metayr oichlen amashken, la'atzmoi tihalnu, so we were metayr for the amoretz. Avul netayr es hakeli, shetaharosai l'cho v'loi, we should be metayer a keli, which is not only negeya the amhoritz, it's negeya you also. So that we can't do. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shehu tomei, hakli hazeh, hoyotomei mitchilose, kaidim shenosnei amhoritz al piyo arube. So it's tomei, so it can be choytzitz. Baloi tiartem, oichlo no mashken shebesoicha, im ho yomukiv tzomit posel boil hameitz, vihihi, so if it can be matzel on oichlo no mashken, why can it be matzel on kelim? So Beishamai told him, the oichlo no mashken la'atzmoi tihalno, this is only negev amoritz, who yoichlo? Shrechaveirim b'deilim mehem imimagoim, if we tell him he's allowed to eat it, he's the only one that's going to eat it. No one else will eat food from an am ha'oretz. So memele, and the food is ayvisai tomei. His food is ayvisai tomei for other reasons. He's am ha'oretz is in the nevazov, so his food is ayvisai tomei. So we said that if we're saying that the klicheres is matzel on the food, it's not metama the food, so we're not saying any big chidushim over here, we're not making any big kulas. But if we'll say that the klicheres is matzel on a klishetev, on a keli that's yeshlo tefila b'mikveh, tihart aloch v'loi shema tish alenu. That means if we'll say that the klicheres helps, so maybe you're going to borrow it. But the shamish boy. So that means we have to put down a psak that a klicheres is not mitayr a klishetev. So memele, so the amoretz will hear this, so he'll realize that the klishetev, he has to be metayah, he has to make hazor, shlishi yishvi, he has to make tvila, he hears that it's not metayah. the Lomdus, maybe he doesn't know how it works. But Kaponim, that's what he heard from the Rav. The Rav said that a Kli Cheres is Matzal on Oichel and the Mashkin. So Oichel and the Mashkin, he eats with a green Gehartz. I mean, it's Matayr, it's a finish. And on the Kli Shet, if he hears it's not Matzal, okay, so he'll go and take care of it. So Bemison, that's already... We're going to go further into the Machloikis Beishami Beisila, but we had enough already. That's really the Gemara's Kasha. So you see from this Mishnah that Chaverim used to borrow Kalim from Amaratzim, and the Gemara understood now they relied on the Amaratzim, so Mamelin, and that's why Beishami said that's why you have to be Metamit, because here a Chavar has to be soymach on the heter of the klicheres, and a chover cannot be soymach on the heter of the klicheres, because the klicheres is tomei legabi the chover, so it's not chaytis bifnei hetum. So that's the Gemara's kashim. So since we borrow the kalim from the amaratzim, so maybe they'll make a posel a tvila, they'll be matpul a kli b'seich kli. That's the yisod of the Gemara's kasha, but the Gemara is going to be marich now, the machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tanya Omar Rabbi Yeshua, boishni midevreichem Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yeshua said, it's very embarrassing what Beis Shammai said. This whole halacha, what they said, that a kli cheres is matzel on oichlin or mashkin, and it's not matzel on odom and kli shetev, efsha ishe losha ba'areva. Let's say the case, you have downstairs, you have a mace, you have an arube, and then you have a kli cheres that says from the arube. And upstairs, you have a woman that is losh abotzeik ba'areva. She's kneading dough there. So it comes out as follows. Isha va'areva t'meim shive. So we're gonna say that the klicheres wasn't chaitzitz. So therefore she's tamei 7 days. She's an avatume. Va'areva is tamei 7 days. Ubotzek toyer, and the botzek is toyer. Now that's ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's a very embarrassing psak. Lugin molei mashkin, or upstairs in Dali, you'll have kalim molei mashkin. Lugim tomei tumashive, the lugim are, you tell them, you have to be metayer the lugim. It was makabo tume. Umashkin toyerin, but the mashkin is toyer. How could you say such a psak? It's ridiculous. Now, Tachsachmir, Pshat, the Pshat, I mean, how do, there's another problem over here, which Rabbi Yeshua did not ask. Rabbi Yeshua asked, like, it's very modern. How can people understand such a psak? The keli is tomei, because the kli is not chaitzitz bifnei atumei, because the kli chels is not chaitzitz bifnei atumei. So the lug is tomei, and the mayim is toyer. Is it chaitzitz? Is it not chaitzitz? Like, it's very modern. That was Rabbi Yeshua's kasha. L'chayre, there's another shaila, which it seems Rabbi Yeshua did not ask. I mean, l'chayre, if the logim are tamei, so automatically the yayin should be mekabel tume from the logim. If the odom is tamei, so the botzik should be mekabel tume from the odom. I mean, l'chayre, that wasn't his kasha. He didn't ask this kasha. So I think, because pshat is as follows. Pshat is that legabi the botzek, we assume that the klicheres is bekoyach to be chaitzitz. So we say there was a chetzitza. Legabi the botzek, we assume that the Adam didn't become tamei. That means whatever is negeya the botzik, I say that there was a chatzitza. So the Adam cannot be metama this botzik, because legabe this botzik, we assume that there was a chatzitza. Legabe the Adam alone, he needs hazah, that's not the botzik, he needs hazah shlishi shvi, because legabe him, we assume that the klicheres was not chaitzitz. If this Adam will touch another botzik, the other botzik will become tummy. Abu legabe this botzik, I assume that there was a good chatzitze, and no tumah came up to the aliyah, which is very, very modern. But so she told them, I'm very ashamed, the boishni, midibreichim beisham, you're saying such a halacha that's very difficult to understand. Nitfaloi Talmid Echot mi Talmidei Beishama. So one of Talmidei Beishama came over to Rabbi Yeshua. Omaloi Oimaloch Taimon Shol Beishama. Should I tell you the reason of Beishama? Omaloi Emoy. So he told them, tell me. It's a very interesting conversation over here. I mean, should I tell you the time? He says, tell me the time. I mean, what's the shakla batai over here? Dachsach Mev, this Talmud wanted to know one thing. That's what you're saying is very true. The halacha that Beis Shammai said is very clear. That's for sure. And I will not tell you, I won't make it ice queer. It's a very queer halacha. Legabi the botzeik, there was a chatzitza. Legabi the adam, there was a chatzitza. I will not make it that I cannot tell you that it's not a queer halacha. I just want to tell you the reason why they said it. So if you're masking to hear a reason, I'll tell you the reason. If you're back with your taina, it's a queer halacha, we can't make such halacha, there's nothing more to talk to you about. You're coming from with a different taina. So he says, no, let me hear the reason. There's a reason, let me hear the reason. Amaloi, kli tome chaitzitz ayene chaitzitz. Tell me, is a kli tome chaitzitz or not? A kli tami is not chaitzitz. Question number two. Kli shalama oretz, tami yaitoya. Now, this kli shalama oretz is a tami yaitoya. Amalei tami, it's tami. Question number three. Vim ata oimalei tami. Now, you're going to go to this ama oretz. You're going to tell him, you know your kli, all your kelema tami. And everything became tomei. Your food became tomei. Your kli cheres became tomei. And as the Rambam explains, the Amo Oretz was under the impression that he was nizal betare. I mean, he's an Amo Oretz, and therefore he makes a lot of mistakes als Amo Oretz. But the Amo Oretz had self-esteem. He held his nizal betare, the same yachson like all of them. Now you're going to tell them, you know, your all your chulim became tamei, all your klicheres became tamei, so you know how because the chetzitz is no good because you're an amoretz, so throw everything away. He was nizah b'chulim b'tara also mustama. Throw everything away. Klum mashgiach olecha. So will he listen to you? You tell him such a thing in his face. Will he listen to you? His yichah won't listen to you. Let's see what Rashi says. He won't listen to you. If you'll tell him that it's not Torah, he won't listen to you. These things, there's no Tara. If you're going to tell him that it's also La Yishmalach. So Mimela, this is a hefsid and thus, he won't listen to you. There's no, you're speaking to deaf ears. He won't listen to you, so memela, so tell him it's toya, finished. Avo bichli shetef yishmaloch, but if you'll tell him, you know, this is toya, but the kli shetef, a kli matris that has tvila, you know, this you have to toivu. Everything, the food is good, the kli cheres is good, but the kli shetef you have to toivu. Yishmaloch v'yapilen, no, you're telling it to be toivu, no. He's a from a Yid also, so go and be table it. That'll do. Then he told them another thing. ולוי עיד, אלא שמעת אימא לוי תומא, אימא לך שלי תואר בשלוך תומא. Now, from the Lashon HaRambam, it would seem that we have here a machloikis, a klicheres, is a klicheres, matzel, an keilem, an oichlem, an odom. The Rambam says the shaila is a klicheres from everyone. They didn't differentiate the klicheres of an amor, it's a klicheres of a chover. Beisham, I said, all klicheres are matzel an oichlen o mashkin, and are not matzel an a klishetef. That's what Beisham, I said. They didn't differentiate. So the Rambam seems to say that this was another taina that Beisham, I had. We'll go over to the Amma Oretz. First of all, he won't listen to us. But then there's another kasha. But why did you say by that the klicheres of a chovel is not matzel on a klishetev? A klicheres of a chovel is matzel, because his klicheres is taketoyo. So lechayre, the kasha is, we should go to the amoritz and tell him, Dvon, Kav Yosem, listen, your klicheres is not matzel on anything, because you're an amoritz, and finish, and everything you have is tomei, so it's not matzel on anything. My klicheres, I'm a chaver, will help on everything. He says, that's all what you have to tell him. He'll get so insulted. He'll say, fakert, you're better than me, I'm better than you. By me is everything to, by your things are tome. Le'yoid o'shimata o'yma le'tome, o'yma lo'ksha, if you're gonna make abdalim between you and him, he'll say, shalito v'shaloch tome. So me'mele, chazal, had to do had to take everything in consideration. So they made a general halacha. They said, all klicheres, if you have oichlin or mashkin in the klicheres is matzel. If you have a klishet, if you have an odom, the klicheres is not matzel. And al kaponim, so they accomplished that al kaponim, the kilkul of the amaratzim, al kaponim legabi klishetev, they'll listen to us, and legabi oichlim, sometimes we don't use their oichlim, so there's no kilkul, so al kaponim, there's an atzala put. Yeah. Vizehu tamon shel beishamay. Biyad holach av Yeshua v'nishtatach al kibrei beishamai, omar nanesi lochem atzmeis beishamai. That means, I think he was nichna to beishamai, umas stumei shalochem kach. The dvorim stumim make so much sense, muforoshes, alachas kama vekame. Omru kol yomov hushcheru shinov mibnei tani Yosef. He fasted his whole life, because he had said this statement, "Boishni midivreichem beishamai," like I'm ashamed of what you have said. It's embarrassing what you said. So his whole life he fasted to be in the skaper on this statement. But that's the end of this sugya. So now we're going back to our sugya. Alme shalinon minayu, but al kaponim you see. That was what Beishamai told Beisilu right away. Beishamai told Beisilu that we have to tell the Amoretz that it's Tomei, because if it only be Negeya the Amoretz, Memeila, so it's Negeya us also. So therefore we have to tell him it's Tomei in order that he should be Tevelet. So, and the Gemara understood, as we mentioned before from the Chazanish, the Gemara understood, and when we borrow Kalim, we rely on the Amoretz, if he tells us he tabled it. So, Mamela, we're back to the Kasha. So, how can we rely on the Tvila of an Amoretz? Maybe it was Matpo Kli B'Soich Kli, since we are also Matpo Kli B'Soich Kli. So the Gemara answers, Ki Shailinon Minayil Matbilinen Lo. So the Gemara says, I have news for you. Should we borrow Kalim for them? But we don't trust them. When they said they tabled it, that doesn't mean anything to us. They tabled it very good, and we go to the mikvah, we table. We don't rely on them. So Memela, since we don't rely on them, so Memela, so there's no problem. So what's your kasha? Maybe he made a tvila klibusaykli. Ain't a chanami. It's very possible. Made a tvila klibusaykli. And therefore, Philly tells us he tabled it, we don't rely on him. So we table it again. So Memela, so there's no kilka. So it comes out that now that we don't rely on the on what the Ma'oritz tells us that he tabled it. Ihochi nehedru lehu beisilu lebeishamai ki shailinin minayu matpalinin lehu. Beishamai told beisilu there's a difference between oichlin and kalim. Oichlin, it's only negated Amoretz, so we tell the Amoretz it's good, that the Klicheres was matzal on the Oichlin. The Kalim, we have to tell them it's no good, because it's negated us. But now you're telling me that whenever we borrow Kalim from Amoretz, we table it Saibisai. We never rely on the Amoretz. So Memele, So we're back to Beisilus Kasha. So what's the difference between Oichlim and Kalim? Legabi the Am Haoretz. Legabi the Am Haoretz. There's no difference between Oichlim and Kalim. If you tell them the Oichlim Matoir, and he uses Tamazah, he eats Tommy the Kalim, so tell him the Kalim are also Toir. Legabi us, but whenever we borrow a Kalim from Am Haoretz, we table it. So we're back to, so we're back to Beis Hillel's Kasha, so why do you split Oichlim and Kalim? So the Gemara answers, Tomei Meis, Boi Azor, Gimel V'Zayin. Now here we're talking about a Kli that became Nitmo B'Tomei Meis. Now that needs Hazor, with Emei Chatos, Gimel V'Zayin. Umono lezayin yoimi loy moishli inshi. A person doesn't borrow kalim for 7 days. So that means as follows. So that means when it comes to atumas erev, we borrow the kalim from the goyim, from the amaratzim. We borrow the kalim from amaratzim. He tells us it's toyer. He tabled it very good. That doesn't mean anything to us. We don't trust him, and we go and we table it. The Rambam says we wait for Erev Shemesh, and that's how we borrow his kalim. We make our own tefillah, and then we use his kalim. But kalim who were exposed to a tumas meis, that means here we have to rely on the, here we can take care of this tumah. Because we don't have the keli for 7 days. So here we have to rely on the Am Haoretz, on the Tar of the Am Haoretz, by Tumas Meis. So forget, so that's what Beis Shammai told him. Beis Shammai told him, here we have to rely on the Am Haoretz, so we have to tell the Am Haoretz, we have to tell the Am Haoretz that Lemaise, this keli is, became Tomei. The Klicheres was not Matzal on the Skeli. And you need Hazor Shlishi Yoshvi. And the Am Haoretz will make Hazor Shlishi Yoshvi. The Gabi the Tvila the Am Haoretz will make, that doesn't bother us. Maybe he'll make a Batlonish Tvila. We'll make over again the Tvila. The Tvila isn't the problem. But the Hazor we need. And the Hazor Bechlal, the Am Haoretz doesn't make the Hazor. He goes to, there were professionals who made Hazor. So that's Pshat and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is, we have to tell the Am Haoretz that this Keli is Tomei, so you should make sure that to make Hazor on the Keli. And finished, and so we'll know that when we borrow Keli from Am Haoretz, there's no problems. If there was ever a Tumas Meis, that was taken care of by the Am Haoretz. And the Tvila will make over again. Fragt die Gemara, vatvile loy mehemni, so this, so you're telling me
that if an Amoritz tells us that he was Matbo, a Keli, we don't believe him. That's what you're telling us. So Memela, so that's why there's no Kilkul, even though he makes a Tvila Kli B'Soichli, we don't trust him on Tvila. For Sanya, we learned a Baraisa, Nemonim Ame Ha'oretz, Al Taras Tvilas Tomei Meis. That he is Nemon on the Tar of the Tvila, so we trust the Tvila. The Chazon Ish explains in Mora Helder, I mean, Tvilas Tomei Meis means, Afilana Tomei Meis, we rely on him. Omar Abaye Leikasha. Ho be gufoi, ho be kelov. That this Barais is speaking about gufoi. By gufoi, there's no problem of kli besoich kli. So lemaisa, we rely on him. And the tvila also, he tells us, he toivled himself, there was a zot, we'll believe him. Einachanami, he tells us he toivled himself, we'll believe him. But a keli, we won't believe, because a keli, this we were afraid he did not make a good tefillah. Maybe it's tevil kli, b'sarikli. Rova Omar idi ve'idi bekelov. No, I'll tell you. Sometimes you can believe him on the kelim, and I'll tell you sometimes you can't believe him on the kelim. That's what you said before. We don't believe him on the kelim. That's true. And here the Baraisa says, you do believe him on the Caleb. What's pshat? V'loi kasha. Ho da omar me oilom loy hitbalti kli besoichli. That means, we'll ask Amma Oretz, he says he toivled this Caleb. So we'll ask him one question. Were you matpul a kli besoichli? That question we'll ask him. So if he says, no, I never did it, I toivled each kli bazunda. So then we trust him, and a chanami, so then there's nothing worth to worry about. But if we'll ask him, and he says, hitbalti, I was matbul, avoloi hitbalti bekli shein bepiv shfeiferes hanoit. But we'll ask him, he says, I was matbul. So then we'll ask him, tell me, the outer kli had a shfeiferes hanoit. So start thinking about him. He says, yeah, sure, that a kli had a shveferes hanoit. Then we will not believe him. Then we don't believe him. So memela, so we're finished with the sugya. That means that lemaise, if the Damoritz tells us he was matpul kli b'soich kli, we don't believe him that it was a shveferes hanoit. Agav Urche, the Turi Evan asks Akasha, he has a migu, the Samoritz. That means Samoritz tells us, you ask him, he says it was Matul Klibuk Sechli, then we start asking him questions, was it Chaitzitz, was there Sheferes Hanoit, and he thinks 2 minutes, and then he says, yeah, Taka wasn't Chaitzitz, it was Sheferes Hanoit. So we don't believe him. So Luchay has a migu, he could have told, if he's a liar, he could have told us that Bchali was a Matul Klibuk Sechli. So the Turi Evan says the Chashash is not outslayer over here. It's Milsa Delei Romya Lei Deini Shlava Daita. That means when he made the Tvila, he didn't know the halachas. He didn't know it has to be Sheferes Hanoit. He didn't know Hilchas Chatzitza properly. So Memele, so he thinks he made a good Tvila, and he didn't know what to look for and how to be Medayik. So now you ask him, he tells you, yeah. So it's not Pshat is that he feels he's telling a lie. He thinks that it was like that, but since he's not acquainted in the halachas, so he Taka truly doesn't know, but he's not a shakran that amigo should help. And Vahasanya, now the Gemara brings benichusa, that means we find such halachas. Nemon am ha'oretz loyma peiris loyhuchshiru. And Amoritz is Nemon to say these peiris will never were mukshel akabel tum. We believe him. Avolein in Nemon loyma peiris hurshiru, avolein nitmu. But if he'll tell you that these peiris were mukshel, but I watched them, I made sure they didn't become tumay, so that is not Nemon. So we see, Yestis, that there are certain things, if we can believe him in certain things, but certain things that need already, yediyas, and So that we don't believe him anymore. Frekte Gemore va'agufoy mi mehem. And now we're going to go back to Abaye. Abaye said, kan begufoy kan bekeilov. That if he said he toivled himself, we believe him. As long as it's not a kli b'soich kli, we believe him. And filas gufoy. Vasanya, what?
You said
Vatanya? No, Namaslami Persla, yeah, Vasanya Namaslami Persla, Hilkshua, by Namaslami Persla, Shabbalay Nitmo, yeah. That he's Nemon to say that it was Bechal, not Muksha, because that's Nemonis, and we believe him, but to say it was Muksha, and he watched it, that it should become Tommy, that we don't believe him. Because he's not bekannt in Shmira, in the Shmira of Tarim. Now we have a kash on Abaye. Abaye said that an amaoretz is nemon atvilas gufoy. Vosanye, nafke by Kalim, we don't believe him. Vosanye, we learned chover shebo lahazos, a chover that comes, he wants he should be mazan him, shlishi yeshvi. He comes, he says, this is the third day from when I became Tommy, I want you should be mazan me. Mazin all of miyat. So you mazin. I'm a oret shebo lahazis. In mazin all of. And I'm oret says, no, this is the third day I'm coming for a mazor. We said, no. Ad she yase befoneinu shlishi ushvi. You come back 3 days later, and that will know that's the third day. And then you come back 7 days. If there were 4 days later, it's all the seventh day. So al koponim, so we see we don't trust an am haoretz legabi hazoye. So what's and Abaye says that legabi gufei we trust him. Elo amar Abaye mitoy chaimer shechmalta olav betchilosei hekalta olav besayfei. So Abaye says by hazoye we machma, and we don't trust him. But since we were very much machma by hazoye. So we can rely, legabi the tefillah, we can rely on, already on the ma'oretz that he'll make a good tefillah, and he won't be mekalkal with the tefillah. Let us see Rashi. Matbilen lohu shemoit bilon kli b'seichli. The Gemara answers, we make a tefillah ourselves. Maybe they don't make a proper tefillah. But tefillah loy mehemni.
Ba'atvila loy mehemni, da oma hashoyel mimenu tzoich lafpo. You said if you borrowed kalim from you have to tevel it yourself, you can't trust them. So the Gemara answered, Abaye said, begufay mehemen. Basanye benechusay. Loy huchshiru loy niru letume. Chavar shabo lahazois, va oma roi lekabel hazor, ishaini, comes and tells those who Isaac and hazor, that is up to the first hazor, shiva ovo gimu yomim letumo, so ishayim yom gimu, yamasa miyad. And an amoret shinat, so the gmoensim, teichoy meshech martalo betchilek, shabo lafonechel hazois, avuloi hemantoi. Hey, kautala besaifla minala tvila, lafishu niza betvila seishli itztach layait, he sees that things don't go too easy, so be careful by the tvila. Let us just see the Tosfos and Afchot Beis and Medal of the bottom Tosfos. Nechash l'shaila, the Gemara asked, let us be afraid that we'll borrow kalim from an amoritz, and the amoritz made a tvila psula. He was payable klibesar keli. So he myself kedaitach daimakshe pshita the boy tvila mishemaga amoritz. What was the svar of the makshe? That means the gemara rabbin you borrow from an amoritz. Zichi you have to be payable. I mean, forget about all other mishemaga amoritz. This kasha, the Chazanish for Emfot. The Chazanish said that the Gemara Zichen knew that you can't use the kalim of an Amoritz. But the Gemara held, if the Amoritz tells you I tabled it, then you believe it. That's what the Gemara held. So, and that was the kasha. So how can you believe it? Maybe made it feel absula. So the Gemara, the Maskana Gemara, how can we don't believe the Amoritz? We don't, even though he said that he tabled the keli, we don't believe him. He goofed, maybe he made it. Philip Sula. Sagt die Gemara weiter. We heard in the Mishnah that Chayma Bekoidish mi Betrume, that by Trume there's Achayrayim V'toich U'beis HaTzvite Avoloi Bekoidish. Sagt die Gemara. Achayrayim V'toich. Mai Achayrayim V'toich. Kedisnan. Kli she nitma achoyrov b'mashkin, achoyrov t'meyim. Toichoy, oignoy, oznoy, v'yodov t'hoyrim. Nitma toichoy, kulay tomi. But if the inside became tomi, everything is tomi. Let us see Rashi. Kli she nitma achoyrov, kli eitz, a shomatris komar, shemetamin migabon, shemekabel tumme from the outside. So the Gemara says, bimashkin, the tumme darabonon. This is a tumme darabonon. The midierai sein oichul omashke metamekli, minatoire an oichul, which can the most be a rishin letume or a mashke, cannot be metamekeli. She'ein kli mekabel tume ela meovatume. A kli is only mekabel tume from an ovatume, not from a rishin. Vigozluch ha-chomishim mashke metamin kli, the rabbono bo geizel, that a mashken is metamekli. Why? Lefi she'yesh mashke shu ovatume, because there are certain mashke which are an ovatume. Umetamikli minatoire, kegoin roike shal zov, umeimeraglo, the mayonis of a zov are an ovatume minatoire, and are metamikalin. So therefore, so Chazal said, since there are liquids which are metamikalim, so midrabonon, all tomidika liquids, which are rishon letume, are metamikalim. Hilka. But hoyul betume zumi divrei soifrim, since it's a rabbonon de getume, achoyrov tmeyim. So they wanted to make a hekel. So they said, only the outside is tome. Vishar tashmishim sheboi tahoyrim. The of the rabbonon hekel loidie shetume zumi divreiim. That means Truma Kachim will become tummy, not allowed to eat them, but you don't burn them. Kachim Efereshim Seches Nidhe Perekamen. Oignoi Sfosoi Hakfula Letzadchutz Veroi Letashmish. It seems that's the rim of the Keli. Oznoi Kegoin Oizen Achovis. Vyodov Klishe Yeshloi Beis Yad. It has a handle, kagayin machvas, like a pan, frying pan, nitmo toichai. But, so the din is, that if it was nitmo meachoira, or oznoi, so only that chelik becomes tome. We consider it like a different keli. Nitmo toichai, afilo betume darabonon, kulei tome. So everything is tome. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Ubeis HaTzvite. We heard in the Mishnah that the Beis HaTzvite became Tomei, so that alone is Tomei, and the other things are Toi. My Beis HaTzvite, what is Beis HaTzvite? Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Mokaim SheTzoif Toi. This is the place of the Keli, that you hand over the keli, but this is a type of a handle that the keli is handed over. What does Rashi say? Shetzoiftoi sha'oiches boi umayshite lacherim. You hold the keli and you give it over, but this by holding this handle. And what is the lotion of tzvita? Bechainu oimer vayitzpat bo lo koli, targum vayishit lo, handed her koli, roasted grains of wheat. Rabbi Ase omer Rabbi Yochanan, mokim shenikiye hadas tzoivim. Tzoivtoi is a lotion, a dip, where the nikiye hadas dip their food. Let us see Rashi. Nikiye Hadas, Istinisim, the people who are Istinisim,
and istanis, soivin matbilin, they dip in, oichlen, bechardu, oi bechoymetz, shechoykikin bishulei hakaoro, beiskibu laatzmoi. That means in the plate, they are choykik, a small beiskibu, v'goyva loy soviv, and there's a little wall around it, v'noisnim shom chaymetz v'chaldo, they put there mustard or vinegar, b'chsme pshat in the nikiye hadas, is these people are mefunokim, so when you have a few courses that are given, or let's say you have meat and vegetables, so the meat with the mustard, or the pshat, the vegetables with the mustard doesn't have a pshat. So if someone's like to put the mustard on the plate, she get mixed up with everything else, so you're taking away the tam of the other macholim. These people are istanisim, so therefore they have a special chelik in their ka'ora, in their plate, that this is special to dip in, so whatever you want to dip in will be dipped in. The other macholim will not get mixed up with this dip. So that's base atzvite, it's a loshen tzoivim. Let us see Taisus. Klishe nit machoira v'mashken, din de mereise ein oichel o'mashken mit hamekli. V'rabonon hu de gozo mishamashke zov v'zovik, disa benide. They made a hacker. In order one should be aware that that's a Tumei Darabonon, and you cannot burn Tumei V'Kodshim because of this Tumei Darabonon. Mokim shenekiye hadas soivim perish rashi choykikim bishulei hakaore beiskibu. If this mokim, the way Rashi explains, there's an indentation in the ka'oro, where you put the chardel and the chaymetz, so this is a toich akeli. This is not a choyre akeli. This is a toich. And we heard that by the tumei derabono nitmo achoyro, loy nitmo toichoy, nitmo toichoy, is nitmo kuloy. Is kuloy tomei. So tois v'seres v'ikshar avo b'chonon imkei l'trume metame kuloy. Kiven de itma hakak, migora mi toich toichai. This is a toich in the toich. Betzorich litchok veloimer dohochi pirish amas nisen. That this is pshat in the Mishnah. Achoy rayim, the toich, ubeis atzvite. This is the beres amayim. The Mishnah says there's acharayim and toich and beis atzvite. Im nitma achoyro, loy nitma toichoy u beis atzvito. Nitma toichoy u beis atzvito. But if the toich or the beis atzvite became tame, nitma achoyro. So verkehrt, so it comes out that enechanami take. This is a din of a toich tak, ein achanami, that a chayrayim, nitma chayrev, won't be nitma the beis atzvite. If it's nitma beis atzvite, ein achanami, then the whole keli becomes tummy. Im keli perish there, Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Rav Asi, chalukim heim be perish ha-mishu, so some machlekes was pshat in the Mishnah. According to the first mandium, according to Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, that it's a handle, so the halacha is, if this is tamei, only this is tamei, and the rest is toyer. And according to, if we learn according to Rav Asi, so pshat is punfakel, if this mokim is tamei, is everything tamei. V'tzorich iyum. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Toni Rav Bibi Kamei der Rav Nachman, Kol HaKelim Ein Lahem Acharayim V'Toich. All Kelim do not have a din of Acharayim V'Toich. That means by Kodesh. By Kodesh, well, that's the Chayim of Kodesh Mibetrume. That by Kodesh, you touch Acharayim, everything becomes Tomei. Echot Kodshei HaMikdosh, which is Kodshim, Echot Kodshei HaGvul, which is Trume. So Rabbi Bibi said over Abraise to Rav Nachman, that by Trume, this also, if you touch the Acharayim, everything becomes Tomei. Omar Lei, Kodshei HaGvul, Maininu, what's Kodshei HaGvul? Trume. Bosnan Acharayim v'teichu beis ha-tzvita le-trume. That by trume fakete is a din that one chelik becomes tummy, the other chelik doesn't become tummy. So it can't be. So then Rav Nachman told them, Dilma l'chulen shenasa paras ha-kodesh kama. Maybe pshat in this parais is kotshe ha-gvul is not speaking about trume. It's talking about chulen shenasa paras ha-kodesh. Not Carlton Wilson, now you said over this paraisis, and now you reminded me of something I once heard. Doma Rabbe Baravua, Achas Esrei Mailus Shonu Khan, that there are 11 Mailus in the Mishnah. Sheish Rishonois, the first six, Ben Lekodish, Ben Lechulun Shanas Altaras HaKodish. Achroinois, Lekodish, Aboloi Lechulun Shanasu Altaras HaKodish. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Ein lahem achirayim, ein chiluk lahem shel achirayim v'toich, ela mishenit ma echad mem akil tomei, bein lekotshei hamikdosh, bein lekotshei hagvul. Truma necheles b'chol gvul eretz Yisrael. Dilma haikotshei gvul, that what it says, kotshei gvul, is chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kamrit. Maybe means chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Ba yidei mishnos chozu huskarti dovo sheshamati mirabe barabue rabbe de Rav Nachman that it's talking like that. The chulin shenasu al pitaras hakodesh lemaise has a din of kodesh and nitma achoyrov is nitma teiche. Hanoisei es hamedris, noisei es hatrumen. We had learned in the Mishnah if a person is carrying a medris hazov, so he's permitted to carry also trumen. Aboloi es hakodesh, but he's not permitted to carry kodesh. So the Gemara es kodesh my time alone. What's wrong in carrying kodesh? So the Gemara answers, Mishumayse Shohoya. The Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmu, Mayse Be'echot Shoyamavir Chovish Shal Yayin Kodesh Mimokim Lamokim. A person was transporting a Chovish Shal Yayin Kodesh, the Nivsike Ritzue Shal Sandaloi, and the Ritzue of his sandal tore. It seems Nitzko Tzushal Sandaloi Medras Hazov Oisa, L'chere the Sandler was a Medras Hazov. And now the Ritzua was holding it to his foot. Now there was Nitzko Tzushal Sandaloi V'notla B'yodoi. So he was holding it in his hand. V'mitech kach nofla v'rachovis. V'notla v'hinicha al piyachovis. V'nofla la'avirachovis. So he was holding the Ritzuin in Vinichal Piachovis, Vinofla La'avirachovis, Vinitmeis, and the Yayin Shal Kodesh became Tomei. Boise Shalomru, Anoises Hamedres, Noises Hatrume, Avoloyes HaKodesh. So they made a Gzeire since that Kilkel occurred. So they said that if Anoises Hamedres should not carry Kodesh. Let us just see Taisis v'nifseka ritzui shal sandaloi. Afal gav de gabi tumek siv kli. kol kli asher yishka volav azov mistam yinira teres keili vahay ritzue lav kli. The ritzue is not a kli midolay sherin alu letalto beperik eluk sharem. That means it has a teres mukze. A ritzue, that tour has a teres mukze. Abaye have koi kame rabbi Yosef. Ifsik le ritzue de sandale. The shayla was he's allowed to pick up the ritzue. Muchas dosa le taltala alme lav monahu. So it doesn't have a teres keili. So lochere the ritzue should not have a teres keili else to mismedris. So, there's enough left in the Ritzue, the head ye yochel lahaziroi, the ikamone, that's the Girsa de Beres Hamayim, that there's enough in the Ritzue, they can put it back into the sandal, so then it has a din of a chelik of the sandal. Umiyu birishalmi metzinu,
that it was the tumah came through the sandal, not through the ritzuah.